啊，记得在2001年第一次啊，小弟啊参与这个 NYTS 的课程。
I remember in the year 2001 was the first time I joined the NYTS course classes.
啊，我不晓得什么叫 NYTS。
I didn't know what NYTS meant.
啊，那因为啊，之前有听过一个长辈啊，对于参加过 NYTS 啊的这些啊学员们回到教会的表现啊，他这么说了。
And one time, there was an older member who told me. Something about people who came back from NYTS.
啊，做服事啊，不单只是知识上的层面。
He said that serving is not only about knowledge.
还必须要有经验。
But you must also have experience.
啊，所以 NYTS, not yet to serve.
And so NYTS means not yet to serve.
啊，哎，还早嘞，啊，还必须要经过磨练。
It's still early. We still need to go through training.
哦，那昨天呢？啊，叶传道特别再一次的跟我们强调 ，NYTS 是 need you to serve 啊。
And yesterday, Pastor Ye emphasized how NYTS means need you to serve.
哦，其实啊，这也是我们这一次我们上约书亚记其中的一个目的。
And this is one of the goals for our class about Joshua.
哦，希望我们能够承接起啊这个长辈啊的服事工作。
And that we can take on the work of the older generation.
哦，让我们的侍奉能够传承下去。
And also our service can be passed down.
哦，所以我们现在就开始啊我们的这个课程哦，对约书亚记，约书亚记首先我们来看它的这个作者是谁。
Now we begin the class about the book of Joshua. First we'll look at who is the author of the book of Joshua.
哦，那先跟大家抱歉这个传道准备的是中文的。教材哦。
First, I would like to apologize that the material I've prepared is in Chinese.
哦，那如果我们没有办法看懂，我们可以听翻译的。
And if we cannot understand, then we can listen to the interpretation.
哦，那明天呢，传道会先请请别人帮我把中文的东西材料翻成英文，让我们比较容易来吸收。
And tomorrow, I'll ask someone to translate the material into English so we can absorb it better.
哦，约书亚记按犹太人的传统看法。他们一致认为是约书亚本人所做的。
And according to the traditional Jewish view, the book of Joshua is speculated to be written by Joshua himself.
但是我们从约书亚记的最后，我们知道，记载着约书亚死后的事情。
But we know that the end of Joshua talks about his death and what happens afterward.
那可见这个部分呢，是别人为他所补充的。
And it's very clear that someone supplemented this area.
但是整本约书亚记它主要的目的是来记载以色列人怎么样征服迦南，怎么样分配神所给他们应许的地业。
But the whole purpose of the book of Joshua is about how the people entered the land of Canaan and also how the Israelites allotted the land and split the land.
并不完全都是约书亚个人的传记。
And this isn't completely about the work of Joshua.
好，所以我们都晓得圣经是神所默示的。
And we know that the Bible is given by God.
是神的灵感动古代的圣徒为我们所写的。
And the Spirit of God inspired the saints of the old days to write the Bible for us.
那接下来我们来看看约书亚这个人。
Next, we will look at this person, Joshua.
约书亚他是嫩的儿子属以法莲支派。
Joshua is the son of Nun from the tribe of Ephraim.
他原名叫何西阿，意思就是这个拯救。
And his name means salvation.
摩西把他名字改为约书亚，意思是神是拯救。
His original name meant salvation, but Moses changed his name to Joshua, which means the Lord saves.
旧约是希伯来文写的。
And the Old Testament is written in Hebrew.
那新约是希腊文。
And the New Testament is written in Greek.
希伯来文的约书亚就是新约的耶稣。
And the Old Testament name of Joshua is the New Testament name Jesus.
那这个也有它属灵的一个预表在里面。
And this also has its spiritual prefiguration.
我们等一下再来谈。
Later we'll talk about it.
那约书亚他是谁？
Who is Joshua?
第一个他是摩西的帮手。
First, he is the helper of Moses.
他在这个旷野的旅程中
and inside, during the time of the wilderness,
约书亚都在摩西的旁边
Joshua was always beside Moses.
他帮助摩西来带领百姓前往迦南地
He helped Moses to lead the Israelites toward the land of Canaan.
那在这个第一场的战争就是利非定战争的时候
and during the first battle, which is at Rephidim,
摩西亚伦户儿他们上山祷告
Moses and and Joshua went onto the mountain to pray.
耶伦拿着加西亚摩西亚伦跟户儿这三个是祷告耶稣要在山底下打仗的
Moses, Aaron and Hur were praying on the mountain and Joshua was fighting.
这记载在出埃及记的十七章那里
And this is in Exodus 17.
那二十四章那边更记载说摩西上了西乃山去领受神所颁布的十条诫命特别挑选这个约书亚跟他一起去
And in Exodus 24 it especially records that Joshua went up with Moses when Moses went to take the Ten Commandments
所以他是摩西的好帮手
So he is the good helper, helping hand of Moses
也是摩西的同工
And he is also the co-worker of Moses
那在这个民数记十三章那里
In Numbers chapter 13
记载这个摩西差派十二个探子去窥探迦南地，约书亚是当中的一位。
It records that Moses sent 12 spies to spy the land and to survey the land, and Moses, Joshua was one of the 12.
所以他是这个以法莲支派的领袖。
And he was selected from the tribe of Ephraim.
这个是约书亚他是摩西的帮手。
And this is Joshua, the helper of Moses.
那再来，他也是摩西的继承人。
And he's also the successor of Moses.
约书亚心中有神的灵。
Inside the heart of Joshua is the spirit of God.
所以神当神告诉摩西，你的工作到这里结束了。
And when God told Moses, your work ends here.
你没有办法带着我的百姓进到应许之地。
And you cannot take my people into the promised land.
你会和你的哥哥亚伦一样。
You will be just like your brother Aaron.
因为你们两个在第二次的米利巴水事件没有尊我为圣。
Because you did not consider me as holy during the second,
就是磐石出水的那个。
During the second time when water came out of the rock.
那摩西就跟神说，那求神设立一个接棒人吧。
And so, God established someone to take.To pass the torch down to.
接替我的工作，带着百姓进到这个迦南地区。
And he asked God to give him someone to pass the torch down to lead the people into the promised land.
在民数记二十七章那边，神就指定约书亚。
And so in Numbers 27, God selected Joshua.
约书亚心中有神的灵。
And inside Joshua, in his heart, he had the spirit of God.
要摩西。拣选约书亚，并且在众人的面前来按手。
And for Moses to select Joshua, he had to lay hands on him in front of all the people.
宣告他是摩西的继承人。
To proclaim that he is the successor of Moses.
在约书亚记一开始真的就如同这个摩西所做的所说的，当他死了之后，约书亚就。接替了他的工作。
And it's just as it is recorded in Joshua that after Moses died, Joshua carried the work of Moses.
那约书亚也是一个很有领导能力的军事家。
And Joshua is also a soldier who has a lot of leadership in the military.
他能训练军队，他发号命令。
He can train soldiers and also sound the battle call.
他派遣探子窥探那个耶利哥城。
And he also sent spies to Jericho.
他调派军队非常的有秩序，有领导能力。
And he could lead the soldiers, and he had the leadership skills.
那最后他得胜，把土地分给所有的支派。
And later he was victorious, and he divided the land among the people.
他除了是一个行动的军事家，他也是一个祷告的战士。
And besides being a soldier, who can act, he is also a man of prayer.
在跟这个亚摩利诸王战争的时候， 约书亚向神大胆地提出祷告。
He was fighting with the Amorite king. He prayed openly to the Lord.
让日月都能够停下来。
So that the sun would even stop.
让这个以色列人彻底把敌人消灭。
And so that the Israelites would be able to destroy completely the enemies.
所以约书亚他是摩西的帮手。他也是摩西的继承人。
And that is why Joshua is not only the helper of Moses, but also the successor of Moses.
那接下来我们来看这个约书亚约书亚记他是什么时候所写的。
And next we will look at when the book of Joshua was written.
一般说约书亚记是写在这个摩西五经之后。
And most people say that the book of Joshua was written after the five books of Moses.
因为在对当地的一些地名在约书亚记对迦南地的一些地名的称呼是这个就是说比较早期的称呼。
And because the naming of the land is are names that are used earlier.
比如说他不称这个耶路撒冷叫耶路撒冷。
Because, for example, Jerusalem is not called Jerusalem.
他称作耶布斯城。
And it is called the city of Jebu.
Jebus, 什么耶布斯就是当时占领那个地方的的这个迦南的这个迦南地的人。
And that is the Canaanites that it is the name of the Canaanites that lived there before.
所以让我们晓得这个推论这个约书亚记应该是在这个列王以前所写的，列王时代之前写的。
And this reveals to us that Joshua is likely written before the books of the kings.
那最有可能就是士师时代所写的。
And most likely it is written during the time of the judges.
可能在这个俄陀涅当士师的时候也就是在主前1370到1330之间所写的。
And when someone was priest, it was most...
嫁娶
judge.
士师
it is written around... 1370 to 1330 BC. And this is around the time that the book of Joshua was written. Now let us look at the structure.
约书亚记大概可以分成三大部分。
The book of Joshua could be split into three big sections.
第一部分就是第一章到第五章。
And the first section is chapter 1 to chapter 5.
怎么样进到迦南地
？How they came into the land of Canaan.
那第二部分，第二部分是从第六章开始到十二章。
And the second portion is from chapter 6 to chapter 12.
谈的是怎么样征服迦南地，攻打这个迦南地。
And it talks about how they attacked the land of Canaan.
那第三部分就是从十三章到最后。
And the last section, the third section, is from chapter 13 to the end.
怎么样占领迦南地？
How they came to occupy the land of Canaan.
这个把迦南地分给所有的支派。
And how they allotted and divided the land to each of the tribes.
这是约书亚记最主要的这个三把整卷约书亚记可以分成这三大部分。
And these are the three main sections and that the book of Joshua can be split into.
那最后就是这个最后的二三二四章有关约书亚他这个他在他最后的这个遗言
And chapter 23 to 24, it talks about the last farewell of Joshua.
在我们要进到约书亚记之前我们要先来思考这么一个问题。
And before we enter into the book of Joshua, we must ponder upon this question.
就是经常我们在查考旧约的时候有很多弟兄姐妹甚至慕道朋友他们有这样的一个疑问。
And a lot of the time when we study the Old Testament, brothers and sisters and even truth seekers will have this doubt or question.
为何神要以色列人灭绝迦南七族这是很残忍的。
Why would God want the Israelites to completely destroy all the Canaanites, the seven peoples? This is very cruel.
所以有些弟兄姐妹甚至这个慕道朋友就认为说这个神很偏心。
And so brothers and sisters and even truth seekers will think that God is very partial and prejudiced.
偏爱以色列人。
He's partial toward the Israelites.
那神啊，这个不公平。
And that God is not fair.
神很残忍。
He's very cruel.
所以要以色列人把这个迦南人通通杀掉，通通赶出去，无论这个老的少的。
And he wants the Israelites to destroy the people of Canaan and to cast them out of the land from the old to the very young.
那为什么神要这么做？
Why would God do something like this?
这个有他的历史背景在里面。
And this has its historical background inside.
那第一个就是当时这个迦南地的宗教仪式非常的败坏。
And the first is that the religious education among the Israelites had been very corrupted.
那这个宗教仪式都是充满着邪淫跟残暴。充满着淫乱还有这个很残忍
And the religious education among the Israelites was filled with corruption and also in sexual immorality.
比如说他们的这个庙有所谓的这个娈童啊庙妓啊那借着这个跟这些娈童庙妓发生性的行为来拜他们的神。
And in their temple they had shrines, and inside the shrines they had sexual ways of worship.
所以在迦南地，在迦南地这个考古的时候，挖掘出很多当时他们迦南人宗教的信仰的那些陶土那些土那个陶器所做的这个人都是充满着这个性交的知识所以迦南地的宗教仪式非常的淫荡。
And so the land of Canaan, their religious education is very corrupted, and so a lot of the images on their A lot of the clay statues have images of people having sexual actions.
再来他们甚至这个献活人为祭把那个小 baby 献给他们的神把杀掉献祭。
And the second is that they will offer people as sacrifices, and so they'll offer their children, their babies, as of sacrifices to their gods.
所以这个淫乱的残忍的宗教仪式惹神愤怒。
And so, this corrupting, inhumane, religious education.
那再来迦南。
Evoke the wrath of God.
迦南地的人他们这个邪恶他们恶贯满盈所以神要把他们毁灭掉也是神对他们的公义的审判。
And so the people of Canaan being destroyed because they were evil and filled with chaos is also part of God's judgment and God's righteousness.
那其实第三个那是更重要的一个目的。
And the third reason is even more important.
就是神为了要保存以色列百姓纯正的信仰。
And because God wanted to maintain a pure faith in the Israelites.
不要这些神的选民在道德上，在灵性上，因为接触迦南人，他们的宗教以及他们的社会受到污染，受到败坏。
And he didn't want their moral and spiritual life to be corrupted and polluted by the customs and the ways and religions of the people of Canaan.
所以神要以色列人彻底的把这些迦南人通通要把他们赶走。
And therefore, God wanted the people of Israel to completely cast away the people of Canaan.
这个是我们可以从历史背景当中去了解为什么神要这么做的原因。
And this is how we can understand through the historical background why God would do something like this.
那最后我们要谈谈这个约书亚记他所预表的还有他的属灵的意义在哪里。
And lastly, we will talk about the prefigurations of the book of Joshua and also its spiritual meaning.
第一个就是谈到有关侍奉的传承方面。
The first is passing down of holy work.
摩西跟这个约书亚两个人的工作 是一个很好的预表。
The work and the working Moses and Joshua working together is a very good prefiguration.
摩西预表着律法。
The Moses prefigures the law.
人没有办法靠着律法来得救。
Man cannot be saved by the law.
如同摩西呀、没有办法带领以色列人进到应许之地迦南。
And therefore, Moses could not bring the people into the promised land of Canaan.
那主耶稣预表着恩典。
And Lord Jesus, symbolizes grace.
人没有办法靠律法得救，唯有靠耶稣的救恩和恩典才能得救。
But man cannot be saved by the law; they can only be saved by the salvation of Jesus Christ, which is grace.
所以这个预表耶稣的这个约书亚，他才能够带领百姓进到应许的迦南地。
So this Joshua, who prefigures Jesus, is the one who could only bring people.Is the only one who can bring the people into the promised land of Canaan.
这是第一个哈，这个约书亚记的预表。
This is the first prefiguration in the book of Joshua.
那第二个预表。
And the second prefiguration.
选民出埃及跟进到迦南的历史，也是每一个信徒属灵灵程的一个写照。
And the chosen people leaving the land of Egypt and entering the land of Canaan is also a process for all believers.
以色列百姓在埃及地在为奴之家受法老的欺负。
In the Israelites in the land of Egypt in a foreign land were under the oppression of Pharaoh.
那预表着世人们在魔鬼撒旦的权势之下做罪的奴隶。
And this symbolizes how the people in this world are under the power of Satan the devil and are slaves to him.
那以色列百姓在困苦当中向神呼求，神用大能的手拯救他们，出埃及过红海。
And under the oppression, the Israelites cried out to God, and God saved them with His hand and crossed the Red Sea.
这也预表着世上的罪人蒙主的拯救，受洗成为神的选民。
And this represents that the people in this world, under the salvation of God, they can be saved through baptism.
以色列选民在旷野路的时候跟敌人征战有时得胜有时失败有时候信心软弱有时候信心刚强。
And the chosen people of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, sometimes they will be weak in faith, sometimes they will be strong, sometimes they will be victorious, sometimes they will be defeated.
这也预表着我们今天信徒在受洗之后在奔跑天国路的路上也是如同这个以色列百姓在旷野一样。
And this prefigures that after we have been baptized and in our journey of faith toward the heavenly kingdom, we will encounter situations like these.
这个是约书亚记给我们的两个属灵的预表。
And these are two spiritual prefigurations that the book of Joshua gives us.
那以上我们就把整个约书亚记它的作者著作的时间它的结构还有它的背景跟属灵的预表跟我们做一个简单的介绍。
And this is a short introduction to the author of the book, the structure of the book, the spiritual meaning,
and
also its significance and prefiguration.
现在我们就开始进到正式进到约书亚记的第一章。
And now we will enter into the first chapter of Joshua.
我们来看约书亚记的第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
Slide 不知道还有没有。能不能把那个第一章放上去
Can we bring up the first slide for chapter 1?
我们刚刚谈结构从第一章到第五章是谈到他们怎么进到迦南地
We just talked about the structure of the book of Joshua and chapter 1 to 5 talks about how the people entered the land of Canaan
那在第一章就谈到一个新的领导者怎么产生的
And chapter 1 talks about how a new leader came.
以及他怎么样带领百姓过约旦河。
And how he led the people across the Jordan.
准备过约旦河。
To lead the people to prepare to cross the Jordan.
那第二章就谈到这个新的领导者约书亚他派遣探子去窥探耶利哥。
And chapter 2 talks about how Joshua, the new leader, sent spies to survey the new land.Of Jericho.
那 第三章就谈到以色列百姓他们过这个约旦河的经过。
And chapter 3 talks about the process of how the Israelites crossed the Jordan.
第四章他们在这个约旦河河中以及过约旦河之后，他们每个支派派个代表拿了一块石头来作为一个记号。
And chapter 4 talks about how when they were crossing the river and after they crossed the river, each of the tribes took out a stone and made a memorial.
来见证神的能力。
And this is to testify the power of God.
那第五章就谈到他们过了约旦河开始一个新的生活。
And chapter 5 talks about after they crossed the Jordan, they started a new life.
以及要开始征战之前那一位真正的大元帅就是神本身的出现。
And also before they were about to battle, the true commander of God appeared.
这个是一到五章的内容。
And this is the content from chapter 1 to 5.
我们来看现在我们来看这个第一章。
Now we will look at chapter 1.
第一章我们要来谈谈新的领袖怎么产生的。也就是一个新的接棒人的产生。
Chapter 1, we will talk about how the new leader came about and how the one who was to take the torch came about.
那我们看约书亚记的第一章。
Let us look at Joshua chapter 1.
第一章一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
一节，神的仆人摩西死了以后，神晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，第二节，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。第三节，凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。我们跳过来看第七节。
Let's jump to verse 7.
好，七节，只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。八节。
Verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口中，要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。在这里我们看到当摩西死了之后，神晓谕这个新的接棒人约书亚必须要上任。
And here it says that after the death of Moses, God had selected Joshua to arise.
那这边特别谈到说神的仆人摩西死了。
And here it especially mentions that the servant of the Lord Moses died.
我们从这个摩西五经我们可以知道再也没有兴起像摩西那样的领导人。
And we know that according to the five books of Moses, there was no longer a leader that came about as great as Moses.
摩西在当时以色列人的那个时代来说他是一个非常伟大的领导者。
During the time of the Israelites, Moses was an extremely great leader.
甚至是以色列整个民族的民族救星啊，民族的 savior。
And he was the savior of the people. He was even called that.
因为以色列百姓他们在埃及，他们面临的将是整个民族要被消灭的危机。
Because they faced the danger of being completely destroyed when they were in Egypt.
他们的男孩要杀掉女孩，将来嫁给埃及人被同化掉。
And their male children were to be killed, and their female children were to be married to the people of Egypt, so that their people would be diluted.
所以这个法老王所进行的是一场种族灭绝的种族灭绝的这个政策。
And so what Pharaoh commanded was a genocide of all the people.
刚刚我们谈到说埃及预表这个罪恶的世界，那法老王就预表着掌管这个世界的魔鬼咯。
And we know that Egypt symbolizes the evil world that we live in. And so we know that Pharaoh must symbolize Satan, who is in control of the world.
Oh, 那法老王要灭绝神的选民。
Pharaoh wants to destroy the chosen people of God.
那今天魔鬼同样的也要将我们这些属神的人一个一个的把我们消灭掉。
And in the same way, the devil wants to destroy the people of God, which is us, one by one, until we are completely destroyed.
用的是同样的方法。
And he's using the same ways.
就是让我们这些属灵的这个神的儿女们在这个世界上放弃我们属灵的这个属灵的生命以及追求世界被整个世界所同化所俗化。
And that is for the spiritual children of God to lose their spiritual life and also to be conformed to the ways of the world and to seek after the world.
我们怎么会失去属灵的生命呢？
How can we lose spiritual life?
如果我们再犯罪，
And that is if we sin again.
我们就在救恩上无份了。
And then we will have no part in salvation.
在生命册上被删掉了。
And we will be taken away from the book of life.
就如同这个以色列人所生的男孩都被法老王杀掉一样。
And it is just like how all the males from the people of Israel were killed by Pharaoh.
那如果我们贪爱世界，
And if we love the world,
我们认同世界，甚至被整个世界所俗化掉。
And we consider to be part of the world.
我们就会像这个法老王那个时代这个以色列人他们所生的女儿将来嫁给埃及人被同化掉一样。
And that is just like how the daughters of Israel were married to the Egyptian men, and they were conformed to them, to their ways.
所以今天我们真的要非常的谨慎小心。
So today we must be extremely alert and careful.
我们不要让我们属灵的生命被魔鬼给夺走。
And let us not let our spiritual life be taken away and stolen by the devil.
所以我们要警醒。
So we have to be awake.
不要进到魔鬼的迷惑当中。
And do not enter into the trap of Satan.
那再来我们要不要贪爱这个世界跟这个世界为友。
And
爱神的心就不会在我们里头。
And let us not love the world. The next point is let us not love the world and let us not be part of the world because if we do that, we do not have God in our hearts.
早上叶传道讲到现在很多人被这个什么 iPad, iPhone 啦，什么 II 所捆绑住，所迷惑了。
And this morning, Pastor Ye talked about how many people are trapped and have been led astray by i products like iPhone and iPods. And have
那 internet 的大写是 I 开头的
And the internet starts with an I.
不知道这是巧合还是什么
I don't know if this is coincidence or what.
他们都原本都只是工具
They're originally tools.
但是魔鬼很会用这些工具来迷惑人的心。
However, the devil is very good at using these tools to lead the hearts of the people astray.
用工具来替代人替代神在人心中当有的地位。
And to use these tools to replace God in people's hearts.
所以我们也要很小心的使用这些工具。
And so we have to be very careful when we use these tools.
是使用驾驭这些工具而不是被它控制。
And it is for us to use these tools and take advantage of them and not to be controlled by them.
那这个也是我们要小心的
And this is something we have to be careful about.
那我们刚刚谈到说摩西死了。
We just talked about how Moses died.
摩西对以色列来说是一个很伟大的领导者。
To the Israelites, Moses was a very great leader.
那现在要有人来接他的工作。
And now someone was going to take up his work.
一个伟大的领导者也会有生命结束的时候。
A great leader even will have an end of his life.
今天在我们教会里面我们也看有很多劳苦功高的传道人他们很辛苦的建立的教会。
And now in church today, we see a lot of pastors who have labored, and through their efforts, they have established the church.
但是他们也如同摩西一样死了。
But they are just like Moses, they have died.
必须要有人来接替他们的工作。
And they need someone to carry on their work.
所以有人这么说啊。
So someone once said,
因为我们不晓得主耶稣什么时候来。
Because we do not know when Jesus will come.
所以我们必须要用一个永续经营的态度来服侍神。
And therefore we must have a very alert attitude when we serve God.
因为我们不晓得神什么时候来啊，所以我们必须要抱着一个态度，就是永远的服侍的态度。
And because we do not know when God, Jesus will come, we must have the attitude of how we will serve God forever.
那既然是一个永续服侍、永续经营的一个理念，那我们就必须要重视这个服侍跟信仰的传承。
And since we have this attitude of persevering and serving God till the end, we must also emphasize and value passing down the work.
才能够让这个救恩还有在还有让我们的信仰能够继续的延续下去。
And so that salvation and our faith can continue to persist.
摩西是一个伟大的领导者。
Moses was a great leader.
所以要接棒的人确实也压力很大。
Therefore, the one who must take the torch has much pressure.
我们当中或许有些弟兄姐妹在教会都有服事。
Perhaps among us, there are brothers and sisters who serve in church.
那如果你前面那一个工人是随随便便敷衍马虎的你接他的工作或许也会很轻松不会有什么压力。反正他，我只要稍微努力一下就做得比他好了嘛。
And if the person before you was very casual and very careless about the work, then there's not really much pressure because I can just put in a little bit of effort and do better than him or her.
但是如果你前面那个工人是很有恩赐而且是很努力很尽心很认真在服侍的。
However, if the person before you was very gifted and also very diligently served,
那你接他后面你就会有很大的压力。
Then for you to take the torch, you will have much pressure.
现在约书亚就是面临这样的一个压力。
And here Joshua is facing this sort of pressure.
有人这么说了说一个事业要成功要有三个力量。
And someone once said that for a business to succeed, there must be three forces.
必须要有智力要有智慧。
The first is to have wisdom and knowledge.
第二个必须要有钱财要有财力。
And the second is to have money and to have the financial power.
那第三个
The third.
必须要有这个勇气。
And the third is to you must have courage.
那现在我们看约书亚他拥有什么？
And now let us look at Joshua. What does he have?
他有没有智力？有没有这个智慧？
Does he have this wisdom?
有他能够带兵打仗。
Yes, he does because he can lead the soldiers to fight.
他是一个军事家。
He is a soldier, a commander.
他知道怎么打仗。
He knows how to fight.
他有智慧。
He has this knowledge, this wisdom.
那他有没有财力？
Does he have money and this financial power?
这个打仗需要有军备
fighting,
要钱要人
Fighting the war, you need soldiers and you need money.
那这个以色列百姓在旷野已经受过训练了。
And in the wilderness, the Israelites already received training.
四十年的旷野让他们不再是刚刚出埃及一盘散沙乌合之众。
And 40 years in the wilderness, they are no longer like scattered sand when they first left Egypt.
他们已经成为神的军队了。
And now they are considered the army of God.
埃及带出来的埃及人送给他们的这些金银财宝也是他们的这个财力。
And after they left Egypt, the gold and silver and also precious items that the Egyptians gave them is part of their wealth.
所以耶稣现在所缺陷的是什么？
And now what does Joshua lack?
就是胆量。
And that is courage.
这也是为什么神一直催促他，要他刚强壮胆的原因。
And that is also the reason why God keeps telling him to be strong and courageous.
今天很多的工人就像耶稣一样。
And today many workers are just like Joshua.
蒙神预备安排在这个全球最富裕，而且是教育最好的国家里。
And they have been planned by God and prepared to be in this country which has much education and has much talents.
好, 所以我们拥有智力, 我们也有服侍神的财力啊。
And we have this knowledge and wisdom, and we also have the ability to serve God.
啊, 为什么我们经常看不到耶稣呀?
But how come many times we do not see Joshua?
看不见这个时代的耶稣呀?
And we cannot see Joshua in this time.
可能我们缺乏的就是神鼓励耶稣呀, 你要刚强壮胆那个胆量。
And perhaps what we lack is the courage that is mentioned by God when God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous.
哦, 所以在这里哦, 摩西死了,
and here it says that Moses has died.
告诉我们, 我们的服侍, 我们的信仰要能够传承,
and this tells us that our service and also our faith must be passed down.
也必须要传承,
and it must be passed down.
哦, 那我们, 啊, 必须要接起这个, 啊, 前面的, 啊, 这些, 啊, 服侍工人的工作,
and we must accept and take on the work that is from the previous generation.
啊, 那神对约书亚的勉励也是最今天你我的勉励, 哦,
and therefore, the encouragement that God gives Joshua is also an encouragement for us, you and me.
啊, 啊, 接下来我们看到, 哦, 神告诉约书亚, 哦, 接棒的时候到了,
and next we see that God tells Joshua the time to take on the torch has come.
哦, 因为摩西死了,
because Moses has died.
那有人会就会问啊, 说为什么摩西要干到死,
and then people,
哦, 才愿意交棒, 哦,
and people ask how come it has to be when Moses has worked till he died for the torch to be passed.
哦, 那今天啊, 是不是哦, 我们也要等到, 那些长职传道负责人统统死掉, 我们才能够接棒。
And is it for us today that we have to wait until all the pastors, elders, deacons, and council members die, then we will take on the torch?
不是这个意思, 哦,
it is not this meaning.
摩西做到死才交棒, 哦, 像刚刚传道所说的, 有他属灵的预表,
and for Moses to work until he died to then pass on the torch has a spiritual meaning.
我们知道以色列百姓啊, 他们因为不信, 所以必须要在旷野, 哦,
we know that because the Israelites did not believe, they had to wander in the wilderness.
哦, 那一代出了两个人, 哪两个人可以进迦南地?
And from that generation, which two people could enter into the land of Canaan?
约书亚跟迦勒,
Joshua and Caleb.
哦, 其他的通通倒闭在旷野,
and the other people were left in the wilderness.
哦, 包含摩西跟亚伦, 哦,
including Moses and Aaron.
都没有办法进到迦南地,
they couldn't enter into the land of Canaan.
哦, 所以摩西做到死交棒出去, 有, 哦, 这一层的这个预表在里面, 哦,
and therefore, for Moses to die and then pass on the torch, it has its prefiguration involved.
哦, 预表着他们那一代的, 哦, 出埃及的第一代, 通通没有人能进去。
And this prefigures that the first generation that left Egypt, none of them can enter into the land of Canaan.
哦, 所以不是说啊, 这个领导者一定要做到死才交棒, 不是这个意思。
And it's not to say that the leaders must work until they die to, in order to pass on the torch. It's 哦, not this meaning.
哎, 那交棒的时候到了。
The time to pass on the torch has come.
哦, 这个约书亚必须要起来接棒。
This Joshua must come and take the torch.
哦, 但是他不是啊, 哦, 随随便便就可以起来接棒, 哦,
but he cannot carelessly and casually just take on the torch.
哎, 神有, 哦, 接下来告诉一些, 哦, 应当要做的事情。
God tells him things that he must do.
这节到几点?
What time does this class end?
到10分是吧?
Till 10? 10:10?
好像钟快了两分了,
it seems our clock is fast for 2 minutes.
我没有听到钟声不算, 哦,
but we don't hear the bell, so it doesn't count.
接下来, 哦, 这个神就告诉, 要约书亚起来, 哦,
and next, we see that God tells Joshua to arise.
哦, 要过约旦河,
and cross the river,
哦,
of Jordan.
而且应许他, 哦, 这个, 要赐给他们,
and he promised land to him.
哦, 到了, 哦,
and it is come.
啊, 我们下一节再继续。
Next, we will continue this class in the next session. Let us pray in silence together.